And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday, the 2nd of February, 2013. It's the birthday of James Joyce, born in Dublin, 1882, who said, "The demand that I make of my reader is that he should devote his whole life to reading my works." James Joyce, who wrote Ulysses, 1922, Finnegan's Wake, 1939, Portrait of an Artist as a Young Man, 1916, and his short story collection Dubliners in 1914. He was educated by Jesuits, first visited a prostitute at the age of 14, dropped out of medical school, wanted to be an opera star, and then he met and fell in love with a hotel maid from Galway named Nora Barnacle when he was 22, and he set the action of his book Ulysses on the day he had his first date with her, June 16, 1904, now commemorated all over the world each year as Bloomsday, after the protagonist of Ulysses, Leopold Bloom. He convinced Nora to leave Ireland with him and elope to Europe, where he did all his best work and where they were forever impoverished, constantly relying on his brother Stanislaus for money. They had a son, Giorgio, and after that they slept head to foot and attempted birth control. But then Nora became pregnant with Lucia about a year later. James Joyce was a doting father, liked to spoil his kids, never punished either one of them, told an interviewer, "Children must be educated by love, not punishment." James Joyce was afraid of thunder and lightning. He'd go hide under the bed whenever it struck. And he was afraid of dogs. He walked around town with rocks in his pockets so he could throw them at any dogs who came near him. He loved music and literature, but he had no patience for art, for painting. On his desk, he had a tiny bronze statue of a woman lying back in a chair with a cat draped over her shoulders, which all of his friends told him was ugly, but he kept it on his desk anyway. One of his friends said he had no taste, only genius. He liked to drink and he liked to dance, and his daughter-in-law said that liquor went to his feet, not his head. He usually sat with his legs crossed, with the toe of one crossed again under the calf of the other. He was kind and generous to strangers. He would invite waiters to come sit down at his table. His friend Sylvia Beach said that Joyce treated people invariably as his equals, whether they were writers, children, waiters, princesses, or charladies. If he arrived in a taxi, he wouldn't get out until the driver had finished what he was saying. And Joyce himself fascinated everybody. Nobody could resist his charm. James Joyce, who said, "The artist, like the god of the creation, remains within or behind or beyond or above his handiwork, invisible, refined, out of existence, indifferent, paring his fingernails." Here's a poem for today, a poem by May Sarton, "Snowfall." With no wind blowing, it sifts gently down, enclosing my world in a cool white down, a tenderness of snowing. It falls and falls like sleep, till wakeful eyes can close on all the waste and loss, as peace comes in and flows, snow dreaming what I keep. Silence assumes the air, and the five senses all are wafted on the fall to somewhere magical beyond hope and despair. There is nothing to do but drift now, more or less, on some great lovingness, on something that does bless the silent, tender snow. "Snowfall" by May Sarton, from her collected poems 1930 to 1993, published by W.W. Norton and Company, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Nick Vetter. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.